Well, let's see. We didn't really discuss what the Thursday limit was going to be in June. So maybe for this morning, let's see the Gemara in Chof Chesom at Beis. U'kishachol Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. It's around a dozen lines up before they branch out to the left. U'kishachol Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Nechnasu tanidu levakom. Kevin shara osam hischa livkos. Omer lo talmido v'nei Yisrael amud ha'yemini patish ha'chazak v'nei ma'ato b'ocha. Omer lahem idlif nei melech b'osav adam ha'yemolicha nosi shahayom kan amocha b'keva. Shem koi salai en kaso kasalam, vimusrani en isura olam, vimimisani en misasal misasalam, en yachal afaisa bedvarim, ulashokta vamaman, af bechain hayisi boche. Vachshav shem alichan osidath nemalach malachem lochem, hakadosh baruch hu shu chai vikaim laolam al me'alam, shem koi salai kaso kasalam, vimusrani isura isaolam, vimisani misasal misasalam, vain yachal afaisa bedvarim, ulashokta vamaman, ולא עוד אלא שיש לפני שני דרכים, אחר של גני דן ואחר של גהנם, ואין יודע באיזו מליך מעשי ולא אפקה. The question is, given that clearly Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai is the aim of a facha that he expresses, is because of the din v'cheshbon. So what's pshat in the opening line of the Gemara? Kevin shara osam hischa livkos. Well, why does their presence trigger the reaction? You would have expected Hoya Bolcha v'nichnasu talmid of Levakro v'ra'u oso Bolcha. Why does their presence I don't know whether what we're about. I mean, what we're about to say is self-contained. I mean, what we're about to quote is obviously true, in self-contained. Whether or not the application that we'll make of it to answer the question is it, does it really answer the question? I don't know. You have to think about it. Shaila is. You know, even given the mission of us of Al Tamin Ba'atzmuchad Yom Moscha, I don't know, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai really was so he didn't know where he was going. He really wasn't sure which derech Molichim Yolichu also. So maybe, and I think Bitzel writes in the Hagdamah to Nefesh HaChaim that it's a characteristic of someone who's a real onav that he's not makiv a meisel hatovim. That the person just has a sense of doing what he's supposed to be doing. He's not machzik tov al atzmo. But on the other hand, ki odem ein tzadik ba'atzmo she'yaseh tov lo yachta, but he certainly does have an awareness of his shortcomings. Everyone has shortcomings. Some of us have bigger shortcomings than others, but everyone has everyone has shortcomings. So maybe in Achanam, maybe just Kipshuta. You know that they I know the story is told. I can't vouch for the story, but it resonates. It has the ring of truth to it that someone once saw Reb Chaim on Rosh Hashanah and saw the Emes Hadin in his countenance, and so he said, I don't know how we refer to Reb Chaim. L'chol ha'pachos, the Rebbe is a beinoni. You know, you can relax a little bit. And Reb Chaim is supposed to have answered halavai. So you're talking that's the pshat in the Gemara. I think that the Rav has in Chumash Droshos that he says pshat in the Gemara as follows. He says a different pshat in the Gemara. He says that. The Agadita in Gitin tells the story that when Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai hatches a plan with his nephew, who's one of the heads of the Bayonim, to be smuggled out of the siege. And he comes. He comes to Vespasian and greets him as Shlomo Alach Malko, Shlomo Alach Malko, Shalom Aleichem Melech. So he says, "You're making fun of me. I'm the general. I'm not the Melech. You're making fun of me. I should have you killed." And then Yochim Zakkai says, "No. The pasuk says that the Beis HaMikdash is going to fall into the hands of a melech. If you're the one who's about to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, so then clearly you're a melech, and then taka kachava, that word reaches him that the Caesar died and that he had been appointed." And then he gives Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai a request, and Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai says, "You know, ten liyam of chachamecha and the shalshar sabam yom liel, and the doctor for Reb Tzadok." And Rabbi Akiva says, "Meish chachamim ochla v'daitem yisochel." He should have asked for the Beis Hamikdash to be destroyed. And Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, who had to make this momentous decision as a snap decision, thought, "If I ask for too much, I'll get nothing." So the Rav said, Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai's whole life was haunted by whether he had made the right decision. That maybe it was his fault that the Beis HaMikdash had been destroyed. Maybe the criticism which was subsequently leveled against him, maybe it was correct. Maybe he should have asked for the Beis HaMikdash. And that he was going to appear before the Bezim Shel Mala bearing responsibility for the Churban HaMikdash. And that's what the pshat in Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai is not knowing Be'ezo Derech Malichim Osi.
What does it have to do with his tamidim?
No, it's a different point. Thank you for the pointer. So what it has to do with the Talmidim is that again, here's where, because Adkan, what the Rav said, and that's beautiful. Here comes the application, which is a little schwach, to be honest. But it could be that since this is what's haunting Rav Yochanan Zakkai, see, he felt that he had possibly failed as a manig. So the presence of his Talmidim is what sort of accentuated that. It magnified that. That's what, you know, as much as he presumably was completely preoccupied with that thought. What's implicit in the Rav's Havana is when a person has to make a decision in life, so sometimes a person does his best to make the right decision and doesn't. And then, Enochanami, you're right, I don't know, maybe he's shogeg, maybe he's even less than shogeg, maybe he's shogeg karvonis, you know. But you know, sometimes when a person, who a person is at any moment in his life is a result of how he's lived his life until that point. To say things very superficially and oversimplistically, but just to be able to make the point, again, I don't think these are really the terms in which it should be understood, but just to make the point, to respond to your question. So let's say that there was a little bit of a chesaron of betochen. You know, if according to the tzaddik, Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai should have asked for the Beis Hamikdash to be speared. So maybe there was a little bit of a lack of betochen in not asking for that. Again, I don't really think that's a pshat, but just to illustrate. So that lack of betochen would be enochanami. At the time, he thinks he's making the right decision. He's doing the best he can to make the right decision. But a person can fall short at a particular moment, and enochanami, maybe he couldn't have done any better in that moment, but sort of who he was at that moment and why he fell short at that moment is a result of everything that's of how he's lived his life until that point. So that yisod is certainly true. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai felt. At the time, I obviously, you know, made what I thought was the best decision, but maybe it was wrong, and who knows what, you know, in the previous decades of my life, what put me in that position, that my best, what was wrong. You know, in a totally different context, Ramchal does say, you know, that Bechira, he has, I think when he talks about Mafsidei Hazrizos, in the parak of Mafsidei Hazrizos, so Ramchal says that if a person allows himself to become basically lazy, and that, you know, whenever it's time to eat dinner, you know, it has to be a very slow, leisurely dinner. If he'll find himself in a situation that he has to finish eating dinner quickly in order to get the shul to that mincha before shkia, he won't be odon al atzma. I think he actually uses that phrase. He'll be, and he won't be able to do it. But it's clear that it will be his fault for having put himself in that situation. One wouldn't say honest rachmana patre. If a person, if he does like Harry Houdini, like he chains himself up and then he can't figure out, I'm like Harry Houdini, he can't figure out how to get out. So it's not going to be an honest rachmana patre. I mean, who told him to chain himself in the first place? So presumably that's the pshat here, that would have been Yochum and Zakkai, is, yeah, Enochanami, at the time, I did my best, but maybe where I had positioned myself, you know, what life's experience, you know, are relevant to having to make such a decision, I don't know. It's Dvarim Amukim Ma'od, but...
Wouldn't be, the owner should only be for the previous things, not for the current? Like the example Rebbe said about the guy who was late to shul. So if he was an Arab Shuvo, and he decided he was going to be the capital to be no longer be Notzel anymore, and he still missed shul.
No, it's not so, if he was Muhammad Bechuvah, but if he wasn't Muhammad Bechuvah, if he was chewing his hamburger instead of Muhammad Bechuvah, so Hagam that at this moment he really couldn't do differently. So, I think the Svarim say that a person is chayiv not only for his actions, but for the consequences of his actions as well. When it says that on Rosh Hashanah, Sifri Chaim, Sifri Mesim, Psuchim Lefonot, that HaKadosh Baruch was being done, the Mesim also. So what's he being done? They haven't done anything since last Rosh Hashanah. So I think it says in Svarim that he's being done, what the reverberations were this past year, what the fallout was this past year from what they did in their... In their lifetime, they were mechanech their children properly, so you know they continue to reap dividends from that. If they did other things in life which are reverberating not in the right direction, then they continue to bear responsibility for that. So it happens even when a person's an olam ha'emes. So kal v'chomer, that when a person's einoch hanami, if the reaction is, you know, I have to undo this midah, I can't flip the switch, I can't say einoch hanami. So then he's doing tshuva. But if he's not doing tshuva, the fact that right now einoch hanami, the power and the momentum of habit is just too great for him to overcome. But that's the yisod of that we have responsibility, not only for what we do, but for the consequences of what we do. One of the here was telling me a story that he was on Bez Din for Geirus, and the Bez Din asked the prospective Geir, you know, what's your story? What sort of motivates you? What sparked your interest? So he said, yeah, where it was some. I don't know, I guess somewhere in Asia, I don't remember. He went to go on a hike, you know, one of these hikes where 20% of the people don't come back. You know, one of these crazy hikes. So first you have to just walk, it's a 10-mile distance or something to get to the foot of the mountain, and then you try to scale the mountain. So if you can arrange a van, so you go in a van, but otherwise if by yourself it's too expensive, so you first walk the 10 miles. So he's walking, and then this van pulls over and says, come, you know, we'll give you a ride. He says, but you're full. So it was a group of Israelis, And then they said to him, well, we're Jewish, there's always room for one more. And they take him in. There wasn't room, you know, all the seats were taken, but they make room for him. And he said, you know, he wanted to find out, what does that mean? We're Jewish, and therefore there's always room for one more. What does that mean? So you're Jewish, but the car is full. And he started looking into Yiddishkeit, and he was there. So when I didn't know that group of Israelis were all wearing tzitzis and I don't know that that was necessarily the case, but when they were done, the consequences of that one comment, that one act, that will probably reverberate forever. No? I think Chaim Loshen has an Afa Shachayim. Hayotze Yad Liban, the pasuk from Tilling that we say in Shabbos Pesukim Zimra, Hayotze Yad Liban Hamevin El Kol Maasehim. So one of the amazing things about the Nefesh Shachayim is, he shows how there's so many pesukim, just the simple pshat in the pasuk. You don't really understand without the ideas that he quotes Alpinista. So it wouldn't even have made an El Kol Maasehim. It should have been have made an Es Kol Maasehim. You don't understand to something, you discern something. You don't discern to something, you discern something. You understand something. What do you mean have made an El Kol Maasehim? So he says, he gives two pshat. He comes to this, he talks about this pasuk twice in Shaar Aleph. The first time he talks about the pasuk, he says that what it means is that a Kodesh Baruch Hu discerns El, to what point and to what degree the person's actions reverberate. And so he's not just maven esma say in terms of what the person sort of does right in front of us, but he's maven all the reverberations. So Nafsh HaChaim is talking about, again, the Nista and throughout the Olamos, that Kadosh Baruch Hu is calculating, you know, sort of what the cosmic repercussions are of what the person does. But the emphasis is, even Alpi Nigla, you understand his pshat. Maybe I'll call Maasei. You give someone a ride, and maybe I'll call Maasei. But Baruch Hu sees where that action reaches.
Is that just pshat in the story? Also, Yochim and Zakai saw his Talmidim, so since there's Peros, they're them and the Hemshif Kol Adoros, which is just the Shtal Shul Samsora. So that is the reverberation of his actions. So by him not asking for the Beis HaMikdash, he saw that Hemshif Kol Adoros until Mashiach would not reach their full potential as Talmidim and as Ovdei Hashem.
He failed them. That.
That was his heritage.
Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah. That's the connection. He failed them. He failed them. Very good. So, unbelievable, Ben Bochino. See, him too, without the question. I don't know, at first glance, this seems kind of heartless, right? Like here, Yochum and Zakkai is, tortured. Any Yodea, Ve'ez Yodea, Malicha, I'll say. And they don't respond, you know. And, okay, but, you know, let's focus on us, you know, enough about you. No, let's focus on us here. I'm going to be in Bochino, so how you talking? No, so maybe the pshat is, no, when they say to him, Rabbeinu Bochenu, so they're answering him. They're telling him, we don't, we don't see any questions here. We don't see any sveikas. You know, you're still, even after that sort of self-revelatory explanation of his crying. No, it's Rabbeinu, and we still see that we still look to you as for the bracha. So, in turning to him to a bracha, they're also responding to what he said. So, Amar lahem yiratzu shetehim or shamayim aleichem kamar v'asav adam. Amar lo talmidav ad kan. Amar lahem ulavai. Teiduk she'odim ova avei ve'omer shela yorani odim b'shas shela yorani odim. Rashi. Ad kan bitmiyam. Right, every ganef is more concerned with again, ganef as an illustration is more concerned with mora boss of adam than he is for mora shemaim. So halavai that mora shemaim was kamara boss of adam. We'll come back to that in a minute to Rashi. So there is a pshat that in the Sefer Chassidus they call from the Baal Shem Tov, an extraordinary pshat. The Baal Shem Tov says like this. The Baal Shem Tov says, "Teiduk she'adam over averu omer shelo yorani adam." He says, human psychology is such that when a person does something, when a person knows that he's doing something wrong, so he has this paranoid, seemingly paranoid fear of being discovered, of exposure. It can be that what he's doing is just so he's at home, he's got the window shades are drawn, and no one can possibly see him. And afal pi chein, a person has this fear, this terror of that someone's watching, or someone's about to look in on him, someone's about to see him, and it's irrational. There's no basis for it. So Baal Shem Tov says the pshat in the Gemara is she'emor shalom lechem kemor v'vasav adam, is that a person should recognize that visceral mora that he has, which he interprets and experiences the Mor Vos Vadam, is really an instinct that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him for Mor Shamayim. And that's what it means. He writes on Shetei Mor Shamayim Alehim Kemor Vos Vadam, that you should recognize that what you process as some kind of irrational Mor Vos Vadam is really an instinct that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you for Mor Shamayim. And that's what he says, Ulevai, and you want to know that's true, that when we think we're experiencing Mora Vasa Adam, we're really experiencing Mora Shemayim, is Adam Ove Aveva. And it's Besaisa. He's not vulnerable to exposure. And Afal Pichain, he's worried about exposure to the Vasa Adam. So you see, again, that's totally irrational. So you see that what we process and erroneously interpret as Mora Vos Avadam is really an instinct for Mora Shemayim. Just recognize that you have that instinct. Interpret it correctly, and you'll have Mora Shemayim. Now that's extraordinary, extraordinary pshat from the Baal Shem Tov. Coming back to Rashi's pshat. So perhaps as follows, to amplify as follows. I think we discussed this in a different context once, without mentioning this Gemara. If you have a Rambam, so take a look in Perek Yud of Hilchos Teshuvah. That gives us children how lots of Aleph and Beis, if you can remember. So take a look. Al Yoma Adam, again on the Aleph. Al Yoma Adam, Hareni Osir Mitzvus HaTorah Ve'Osik B'Chof Masa, Kedei She'akabel HaBrachos HaKsuvos B'HaTorah, O Kedei She'ezke L'Chai Olam Haba. Ve'efrosh Men HaAveros She'hizhira Torah Mehen, Kedesha and Notzel Metaklolos, Aksuvas Batova, O Kedosha Lower Kois Machayal Muhammad. Ain Roy Lavas Hashem of the Ozel, Shavit of the Ozel Ovid Meyira, the Aina Miles and Avim of Miles Hachachon. Clip, right? Halacha days. So what should a person do? O Ovid Me Ahava, Osek Batova Ben Mitzvos, Raholech Ben Sivas Hachachma, Lomit ne dava bolam, lomit ne yira sava, logit eliva shatova, la osa emes meneshu emes, vsofa tova, lava bachal. Umaila zohi maila gadola ad maod, ve enkel chocham zochala, ve hi maila sava, mavina shakaka, lishbohu oavi. Now, when the Rambam uses the loshom of osek, batara uba mitzvos, it's clear from the way he used it in halacha aleph that that refers to Talmud Torah refers to Kiyum Mitzvos Asay. The Rambam uses the Loshon Mitzvos in Halacha Aleph as referring to Mitzvos Asay. Los Asay, he refers to as Averus. But once that's clear, so then there's something extraordinary here. In Halacha Aleph, the Rambam sort of critiqued the mindset of Yira, both Lagabe essays and Los Asays. But then when he tells us what the correct mindset is, he only tells us Lagabe essays. You see that, Rav Asay? You haven't found it? Take a look. So, Al Yomo Odom Harini Osa Mitzvah Satov Osek Bechokmas Gadesh Kabbal Bachas Haksubas Batov Ogdesh Eskel Chayalim Hadla. The Efrosh Men Haber. So, until now, Osa Mitzvah, so Osek Bechokmas, so we're talking about again. Kiyum Mitzvos Asay in Talmud Torah. Or a person shouldn't say that Efrosh Min HaAveiros. Now he's talking about Los Asays. Kedesha Natzal Min HaKlalos. Ein Roi Lavadus Hashem Al Derech Zeh. So what he should have said in Halacha Beis is he should have said Oved Me'ava Osek B'Torah B'Mitzvos V'Holech B'Nzilus HaChachma U'Poresh Min HaAveiros Lo Mipnei. But he doesn't have that. You hear the Kasha Rosa? He doesn't have that. So the world's like this. The world's like this. Hamitzvah ha-reviyas in Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the Mitzvah's essay, he shatzivonu lahamin yirasa yisala lihipachid mimenu v'lo niya kekofim ha-holchim b'keri avol nira b'yason shabuchones. Yiras Onish is a Mitzvah's essay. Yiras Onish isn't something a person is supposed to outgrow. It's not something a person is supposed to transcend. You don't transcend achilas matzah. You don't reach a madrega where you don't eat matzah on Leil Chamishasa of Nisan. You don't reach a madrega where you don't take a lulav on the Chamishasa b'Tishrei. There's no such thing as reaching a madrega where a person doesn't have Yiras Onish. Oh. So the point is that what the Rambam is saying is the ideal is that when it comes to the mitzvah's essay, a person is Oved Me'ava, but in terms of Zahirus Mitzvah's Lausasei, the Yiras Onish is part of the ideal. That's not something a person is supposed to outgrow. That's not a stage. It's not something you're supposed to outgrow. It's not something you're supposed to transcend. So then why did he mention in Halacha Aleph? So then in Halacha Aleph, he should only be critiquing the Osir Mitzvos HaTorah Osek B'Chokhmos. He shouldn't be critiquing the Efrosh Min HaAveiros. No, that's part of Yiras Onish. So the law is like this. If a person has Yiras Onish, so how does he know whether that Yiras Onish is part of his being Oved as Hashem the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed, whether it's self-interest and self-centeredness. It could be either, right? It certainly could be that he's being Oved as Hashem the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed. Li Rabbi Yasson, Shavuch HaLeis, is a mitzvah essay. Again, a mitzvah essay, obviously, no less. But on the other hand, it obviously can be just self-interest and self-centeredness. So what's the answer? Look at how he's Mekayim Mitzvah's essay. If he's being Mekayim Mitzvah's essay out of self-interest, so then that's Pshat Nazir Samash. If he's being Mekayim Mitzvah's essay Me'ava, so then that Yerushalmash is no, because that's the HaKadosh Baruch Hu designed it. So in Alocha Aleph, and that's why the Rambam first has Osa Mitzvah's HaTorah, and then Efrash Min Averus. It's once the person is Osa Mitzvah's HaTorah, Kadesh Akabel Schar, Kadesh Eskel Chayelim Hava, so then that frames, that contextualizes his Efrash Min Averus, Kadesh HaNotzom, and HaKlolo Sekshuvus BaTorah, Oshalo Lekores, Mechayel and Havla. So then that's part of what's being critiqued. But once in Halacha Beis, the person substitutes, that he aspires, he works to that to being Obed Me'ava, Osei B'Torah Mitzvahs V'Holach M'Zivah Sachof V'Alom Ne'dov V'Olam, so then that rehabilitates the Yerusha Onesh. The Yerusha Onesh, and no, that's the correct, that's not the correct. Where did the Rambam get this from? So first of all, if it's part of the mitzvah's essay, then it's the daros. But l'chore, it's mefurish. The Rambam understands that that's pshat in the mission of others of Antigonus Yisrocha Omer, al tiyu kavodam m'shamshan sarav al manas l'kavol pras, al avu kavodam m'shamshan sarav al manas l'kavol pras. But then what does Antigonus say? V'hi marashamayim alechem. So according to them, no, that's goof on the Pshat in the Mishnah. Don't think the fact that you're striving to and Antigonus, and the fact that you've achieved Obed Me'ava, don't think that means that you transcend the Vihimer Hashem. No, even when you're engaged in that avodah, no, it's still supposed to be Li'a Be'os Amcha B'cholvas, Vihimer Hashemayim Aleichem. So that's, I think, Claude, the Pshat and the Rambam, and his mocker is the mission of us. Yitachen, that's also what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying. When Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is saying, Shetei Mor Shemayim Aleichem, Kemor Bosav Adam, if you compare Mor Shemayim Kemor Bosav Adam, you're obviously talking about Yerusha Onesh, right? You're not talking about Yerusha Rambam's. You're clearly talking about Yerusha Onesh, and which is what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had been expressing also. And they said to him, Adkan, like we're not supposed to outgrow that? You're not going to get, like, this is the last bracha you're giving us. You know, so it's maybe if we're going to come back next year for another bracha, okay. So you'll give us a bracha of what should happen this year. And next year you'll give us, you'll give us the bracha for the next day. But this is, you're leaving us now. Shas p'tiraso. So Adkan, we're not supposed to go beyond this? Yeah, he says, Einachanami. In terms of Mor Shamayim, yes, there's supposed to be Yerusha Rabbamus, but that's not something which means that you've outgrown or that you eclipse the dimension of Mor Shamayim, which is Gemara Basav Adam. No, I'm giving you a bracha that should be with you for the rest of your lives. The same way Antigonus Yisrocha said, V'hi Mor Shamayim Aleichem. Okay, so we'll stop here.